you come here knowing if you lose tonight, that's probably it, don't you? So it's a tough place. The crowd get on your back. I think there's quite a lot of things that I was really chuffed. I thought, you know, we've struggled with the bat as a whole, as a team, and it was a real team performance. We didn't get 200 without anyone getting a 50. So it really showed how well everyone went from to a man, even the lads who, some got 10, but it was off three balls. So it was outstanding to go and get 200, and especially with Ross obviously getting ran out for 20. So that was a huge positive tonight. Just as a whole of the bowling unit, I thought they batted well up to a point, but you know, as you've got the special man coming back, it makes it a bit life easier as a captain.
We'll talk about him in a moment. What about Chris Jordan's strength of character? Because that run out could have been crucial. Bruce and I were saying, "Cram, Sussex in trouble now." So for Chris to come back from that was something special, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I'd be lying if I said at that point in the dugout, I was thinking, "Why have you not just ran and sacrificed yourself?" You know, he's been our best. You know, Ross has been our best batter by far in the 2020, so ideally you'd have wanted him to stay in. But yeah, as you said, if you go and chip one up in the air, you know there's going to be a quiet change in him. But yeah, credit to him. He stayed out there, stayed strong, and he batted brilliantly to go and smack it the way he did. And it's another guy in form. He was one that struggled a little bit so far in some of the games, and it's hurt some of the guys that I've spoken to before down the back end. So to get him off and running like he did was really important to us.
And a word as well about Craig Cachopa. Every time he comes into bat, it seems to be in a difficult situation. So it's really nice to see him get some runs tonight.
It was, yeah. I mean, you know, he's got a good record, Chubbs. He just needs a bit of confidence. He's had a tough period back end of last year, at the start of this year in the seconds as well, which is why he didn't start. But he's gone away. He's hitting the ball nicely in the nets. And as you said, it's been tough on him. But hopefully he's getting a bit of confidence back now. He's probably going to have a chance to go up the order as well, with obviously Ross leaving us tonight, which is going to be tough. Yeah, it's nice that a few other guys have really stepped up tonight, with knowing Ross is not going to be with us tomorrow.
A word on Ross Taylor's contribution?
I can't speak highly enough of him. I just said to him in the change room, you know, first and foremost as a person around the guys, he's left a huge mark. We're all going to miss him as a bloke. I think we've actually made proper friendship with him rather than just as a teammate, which is credit to him. And as a batter, it's very hard sometimes to fit into a change room, and then the pressures, you know, I know what it's like to be an overseas player, and he's just, you know, been so consistent throughout all forms. He's been awesome, and he's led the boys brilliantly as well. So, look, we're really going to miss him. I'm sure we'll see him in a Sussex shirt again. But yeah, we're all going to miss him as a bloke. But I can't speak highly enough of him as a bloke to come over.
Let's talk about Mustafa Azir, because we've all been waiting, and he, you know, 4 for 24, remarkable.
It was, and to be honest, if it had been any sort of boundary going straight, it'd have been a 5 for easy. And I know a lot just missed the stumps. He's you know. I think Warnie was talking about him already, putting him in the World 11 in 2020 already. So, though he's 20 years old, the guy doesn't speak any English really at all. So, to come over to the IPL and then over to England as a young man from Bangladesh and do what he does is very special and a great effort. As I said, we've got the interpreter here to try and help out for him, just to give him a bit of a chance. He speaks his own language, doesn't it? And he sets his own fields, he gets on with it. And to do that back end to some top, top players. Players, was special to watch, and I just wish we'd had him sooner.
Sussex has been really patient. How much credit due to, you know, the chief exec, the chairman, for keeping patient with this guy?
Yeah, I think that's they need huge credit, you know, from Keith Greenfield. I know Mark Davis has worked. He's gone through the night ringing embassies and all sorts, and obviously Zach as well. And, you know, they've had a bit of stick about it as well. But they couldn't have done any more this end. They've kept trying and trying. And when people have got on their backs about saying, why haven't you cut your losses, then, you know, that's why we haven't cut our losses. A lot of credit to them. They don't often get the credit they deserve with the amount of work that it takes. Also, Colin Bowley, also foot at the ground, he's put in a lot of work. So there's been a lot of people trying to get this done. It's just nice that he's finally here.
I'm sure you feel like celebrating tonight, but you can't. Big game tomorrow at the Oval, and, you know, Sussex really right back in this now, Luke.
We are. I mean, it just shows even more disappointing the other night when we should have got home with a canter. We'd have been in a serious position by now. But look, we can't worry about what's been. We've now got to look to a few. We came here knowing if you lost, we're probably out. So a lot of positives to come out tonight. We go again tomorrow. It's county cricket. You dust yourself off, you get home late at night, try and get your kip, and you go again. But when you're playing well and get momentum, the guys will be upbeat, and you certainly don't mind playing again when you've just won. It's tough when you're losing, and you've got to pick yourself up. So, no, delighted. It's nice to speak to you finally and be a very happy captain.
The final, you know, big crowd at the Oval tomorrow. I mean, you play at the biggest, you know, grounds in the world. That's going to be great tomorrow, is it? Probably 20,000 people at the Oval?
Yeah, it's awesome. That's exactly what he was, isn't it? And, you know, for all of us, it's fantastic. But that's why, you know, the young men, you know, Joffre, Salty, to go and play in front of these huge crowds. Even tonight, I thought, you know, Salty's out on the boundary and I don't think they'll just say nice things to him. It's not an easy place to come. So it's a great learner for him and it's a great experience for everyone. But tomorrow it's a packed house, huge game. They're in exactly the same position as us. So bring it on.